B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Tezvov. We're going to start with a new perek, a new Mishnah, a few lines down from the top of the Omid. Says the Mishnah, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh, Rashi says, means Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. The Tanakh. Matzilin Oison Mipnei Adeleika. If Chas V'Sholom, there's a fire threatening to burn these Sforim, then one is allowed to save these Sforim, these Ksuvim, even though it's a tircha, it's an effort, one's not allowed to exert effort on Shabbos. However, for the sake of saving these holy scrolls, it is mutter. And we're going to see in the Gemara, it is obviously providing that other halachas of Shabbos are not being infringed upon. One's not allowed to transgress any malachas to save these svarim, but there are certain leniencies besides for the fact that you're allowed to exert effort. It's also, one's allowed to take it into a mavui, even if generally one would not be allowed to carry there. We'll see that later on in the Gemara. Bein she'kirin bohen, bein she'ein kirin bohen. Irrespective of whether one reads in these scrolls, in these ksovim, or in these ksuvim, or one does not read in them. And we'll see more about this in the Gemara. Afal pi she'ksuvim b'chol loshein, and scrolls, the ksovim, that are written in other languages, in Aramaic, or have been translated into any other foreign language, the same halacha seems to apply to unin gniza, and they need to be given due respect, and if they've got ruined in any way or worn out, then one has to hide them, you have to be going as them, you're not allowed to just throw them out. Why did they not read from these scrolls, the ksuvim, which typically are the ones that they were not read from, why did they not read them from them on Shabbos? Mipnei bitul beis hamedrash. It means the ones that, when the Mishnah says koirin bohen, which scrolls do we typically read from? They are the ones that are in written in Loshna Kodesh, first of all. And second of all, the Nevi'im. Torah we read from, obviously, we have Kriyas HaTorah. And from Nevi'im, we have the Haftorah. But Ksuvim, that they did not read from. I mean, assuming that the first two lines of the Mishnah are talking about Loshna Kodesh, that means the words Afal Pi Ksuvim Bechol Loshein is an addition. But the base of the Mishnah is talking about the Ksuvim that have been written as they should be in Loshna Kodesh. And some of those are read from, namely the Torah and the Nevi'im. Some are not read from the Ksuvim. And the Mishnah now explains, why are they not read from? Why do we not read from Ksuvim? So the Mishnah says, because of Bitul Beis HaMedrash, because any spare time used on Shabbos should have been used for that people should come to the shul and hear the droshes of the Rav, and then the Rav would be teaching them more halachas, and that was more important than reading the ksuvim. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Hoyu ksuvim targum oy b'chol loshin. If the ksuvim, the kisvei hakodesh, were translated into Aramaic, referred to as targum, or b'chol loshin, any other language, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes amiroim, whether one is allowed to save those scrolls on Shabbos. Rav Huna Omar, Rav Huna says, Ein matzilin oison mipnei adeleika. You're not allowed to save them, or one doesn't save them from a fire on Shabbos. Rav Chisda Omar matzilin oison mipnei adeleika, and Rav Chisda says that one does save them from the fire. Aliba demand Omar nitnu likrois bohen dekule almoloi pligi de matzilon. Those scrolls, according to the opinions, that one is allowed to read the scrolls that have been translated into another language, if one's allowed to read from them, then of course one is allowed to save them. The question is, according to the opinion that says that you're not allowed to read from them, and that's obviously going to be according to the opinion that you're not allowed to translate them, bichlal, says Rashi. Rashi says that there's an opinion who says you're not allowed to write down a translation of the ksuvim, all the kisvei kodesh, then you're not allowed to, according to the opinion that would dictate that you're not allowed to read from them. That's where the machlekes is. Loi pligi de matzilinon. Everyone agrees that if you can read from it, you're allowed to save them. Ki pligi, where they're arguing, alibu demanda omar, loi nitnu likrois. According to the opinion that says that you're not allowed to read from these translated scrolls, that's the machlekes of Huna omar ein matzilin. He says that you're not allowed to save them on Shabbos. That we don't have any practical use for these Sforim. You're not allowed to read from them. Rav Chisda Omar Matzilin. Rav Chisda says, nonetheless, you're allowed to and you have to save them. Mishum bizoyin, because it's a disgrace for the Torah if we just allow the if we allow them, even though they've been translated, if we allow them to get burnt. Mishum bizoyin kisvei kodesh. And now the Gemara is going to bring a few proofs from Mishnayos and Braisos for or against Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Then we're obviously going to start trying to bring proof from our Mishnah. And let's go back to the Mishnah first. The Mishnah is really split up. The first part of the Mishnah is split up into three, and it's not so clear from the Mishnah how to read it. You'll even notice a Hagoyis Abach, a little Ois Aleph, that actually adds in a letter Vav, consequent to the Gemara we're about to learn now. What does it say in the Mishnah? Kol kisvei hakodesh matzilin oisan mipnei hadeleika, bein shekoyrin bohen ubein shein koyrin bohen. And really, we could put a period, a full stop here. The halacha is that either those, even the scrolls that one does not read from, namely ksuvim, and of course the scrolls that one does read from, Torah and Nevi'im, one saves them from a fire on Shabbos. And that's one halacha. Then the Mishnah carries on, afal pisha ksuvim b'chol loshin, even if they've been translated to another language. Is this even going back on what we just said now, that you can save the scrolls even if they're written in any language, or no? Because the next two words after that is tu'unim gniza. It's not talking about saving them from a fire, it's talking about needing to hide them, to bury them, to be gainers them, if they can no longer be used. So that's a different halacha. So do we say afal pishek suvim b'chol loshen is a continuation from the first two lines, and then tu'unim gniza is like another halacha, nothing to do with Shabbos, even during the week, tu'unim gniza, you have to be going as them if you cannot use them anymore, or if they get ruined or worn out, or do we read the Mishnah differently? Afal pishek suvim b'chol loshen tu'unim gniza. And then the part of the Mishnah that is referring to scrolls that have been translated into any other language is only regarding Gneza, not regarding saving them on Shabbos. So it's not so clear where to put these four words, Afal Pishek Suvim Becholoshen, and the Gemara is going to discuss that now. Says the Gemara Tnan, we learnt in our Mishnah, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin Oysan Mipnei Hadleika, Bein Shekoyrin Behen, Bein Shein Koyrin Behen, Afal Pishek Suvim Becholoshen. The Gemara is quoting our Mishnah, it's saying the word Afal P without the Vav, and it's stopping after the word b'chol loshin. So the Gemara is now suggesting that we read our Mishnah that you save the scrolls even if they've been translated in another language. And the Mishnah says, bein she'koyrin behen, bein she'ein koyrin behen. It's irrespective of whether we read from them or don't read from them. Says the Gemara, my love, can we not assume that the way to read the Mishnah is that the words koyrin behen is Nevi'im, as we explained, koyrin behen is the Nevi'im. She'en Koyrin Behen is the Ksuvim, as we said, because of Bittel Beis HaMedrash, they would not read from the Ksuvim. Afal Pishe Ksuvim B'chol Loshin, and even the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim have been written in any language, Deloinit Nulikreis Behem, and one does not read from these scrolls, Uktoni Matzilin. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says that we do save them. And this is contrary to what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said that if you do not read from the scrolls, then you do not save them on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no. Omar l'chor Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to explain to you as follows. V'tizbara, according to you, Rav Chisda, you think that the Mishnah is fine. The Mishnah says, afal pishek suvim b'chol loshen, that you save them, and that seems to be following your opinion, Rav Chisda. But how are you, Rav Chisda, going to learn a masay for the next two words, te'unin gniza, that if you put the full stop, as the Gemara did, after the words b'chol loshin, then the words to'unim gniza are standalone. To'un gniza, nothing to do with Shabbos, even during the week. When a Sefer Torah or Nevi'im or Ksuvim gets worn out and has to be disposed of, don't throw it away, chas v'shalom, don't be mevazeh, don't disgrace it, you have to bury it. Says the Gemara, hashta atzule matzlinon gnuza miboya. If you, Rav Chisda, said that all these scrolls, you are even allowed to save them on Shabbos, which is an infringement a little bit with Shabbos, because you're exerting effort, you're even taking it out to a place without such a good Eruv, as we'll see, So then, of course, it's, you can take it for granted that during the week when you're disposing of the Sforim that you have to do Gneza. Why does the Mishnah have to tell you that? So according to Rav Chisda, how do you read the Mishnah? Elo, Rav Huna Mataris Letamei, Rav Chisda Mataris Letamei. The truth is that this Mishnah can be read both according to Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, each one in a different way. Rav Huna Mataritz Letamei, how's Rav Huna going to explain the Mishnah? He's going to read the Mishnah as follows. Bein shekoirin behen is nevim, as we saw before. Ubein shein koirin behen is ksuvim, as we saw before. Bamed dvarim amurim, you have to read this into the Mishnah. Bamed dvarim amurim, when is it true that you have to save these kisvei hakodesh, irrespective of whether they are nevim that are read, or ksuvim that are not read? Sheksuvim b'loshna kodesh, that's only if they've been written in loshna kodesh. Avol b'choloshin, you have to read into the Mishnah that if they've been translated in any other language, ein matzilin, in that case we do not save them. Why? According to Rav Huna, you're not allowed to read these svarim. V'afilu hachi, nonetheless, adds the Mishnah, the last two words, gnize boi, that you, if during the week you have to dispose of these svarim, even though you're not allowed to have, you shouldn't have translated them, and even though you're not allowed to read from them, nonetheless, it's a bizoyan to just throw them out, and therefore you should dispose of them respectfully. That's how Rav Huna is going to read the Mishnah. Rav Chisda Mataris Letamei, how's Rav Chisda going to read the Mishnah? Bein shekoirin behen is nevim, as we saw. Ubein shein koirin behen is ksuvim, as we saw. Afal pi sheksuvim b'chol loshin, we're adding in that the Mishnah, the words afal pi sheksuvim b'chol loshin, are not referring to the Tu'unim Gneza as Rav Huna learnt. It's referring to what we just saw now. Kol kisvei kodesh matzilin oison afal pi sheksuvim b'chol loshin, because that is Rav Chisda's opinion, that even if the ksuvim have been written in another language, ksuvim meaning kol kisvei kodesh have been written in another language, you're allowed to, you have to save them. Nami matzilinon. And of course it goes without saying that you need Gneza. If you're allowed to save them on Shabbos, of course, if you're disposing of them during the week, you have to do so respectfully. V'hochi ko'oman, we have to add in, read into the Mishnah, an extra two words. Umakak shelohen, the decay of these svarim. If some insects or whatever they are have worn away, have eaten away at the svarim, then even the remnants of those, in of the things, the, whatever these, whatever's come from these svarim, the decay, tu'unim gneza, even they have to be disposed of respectfully and may not be thrown out. And that's the last two words, tu'unim gneza. The chiddush of those two words is not regarding the actual svarim, but regarding the decay of those svarim. Continues the Gemara, we're going to bring now another question. Meisvei, it says in a braisa, hoyu ksuvim targum v'chol loshin. If the kisvei hakodesh have been written in Aramaic, translated into Aramaic or in any other language, matzilin oisam mipnei adleika. It says explicitly that even though they've been written in another language, you save them from the fire. Not like our Mishnah that it first says you can save the kisvei hakodesh, and then it says afal pishek suvim b'choloshin, and we don't know if those words are going back on the first two lines or not. Over here in the Brice, it says explicitly that kisvei kodesh that have been written in another language, matzilin oisam, you save them. And this is Tiyufta to Rav Huna. It seems to be contradicting the ruling of Rav Huna. Omer lecha Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Hai tana sovar nitnu likreis behen." We said before that according to the opinion that says you're allowed to read from these scrolls, then of course you're allowed to save them. Rav Huna was talking about according to the Tana that says you're not allowed to read from these scrolls, are you allowed to save them on Shabbos? That Brisa, says Rav Huna, is talking about, is following the opinion that you're allowed to read from them. If you're allowed to read from them, of course you're allowed to save them. Continues the Gemara. We're going to ask now a third question. Toshima, hoyu ksuvim giftis, modis, ivris, ilmis, yevonis. If the kisvei hakodesh were translated in any one of these five languages, giftis, modis, ivris, ilmis, and yevonis, then afal pisha lo nitno likreis behen. It says explicitly it's been translated, and we're going according to the opinion that lo nitno likreis behen, you're not allowed to read from them. And nonetheless, matzilin oisam mipnei adleika, you can save them. And this is an explicit braisa following Rav Chisda. Tiyuvta de Rav Huna, it seems to be a refutation to Rav Huna's ruling. Rav Huna says, you're right, that Braisa may be following Rav Chisda. But there's other Tanoim who say what I say, that you don't save these Ksuvim. Tanoihi, it's a machlekas Tanoim, the Tani we learned in a Braisa. Hoyu Ksuvim Targum Ubechol Loshin. The Kisvei HaKodesh that have been translated into Aramaic or any other language, Matzilin Oison Mipnei Adoleika. You are allowed to save them from the fire. And this is either a Tana following Rav Chisda, or a Tana, which is holding that you're allowed to read from the scrolls, and therefore everybody, even Rav Huna, would agree that you're allowed to save them. Rav Yosi Omer, and this is the important part, it's all important, this is the part that we want here, this is a Tana that's going to explicitly follow Rav Huna. Rav Yosi Omer, Ein Matzilin Oysan Mipnei Adeleika, you're not allowed to save these Kisvei Kodesh from the Deleika. Even though, and it must be talking about, that we don't read from them. Otherwise, everybody agrees that you're allowed to save them. So you see, clearly, Kisvei Kodesh that have been translated in another language, Ein Matzilin Oysan, we do not save them from the fire. Omer Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi narrated a story. Maisa Ba'abo, there was a story where my father was present, Chalafta, my father's name was Chalafta, Shaholach Eitzan Rabbi Gamliel Berivi. He went to Rabbi Gamliel the Great, a great Rabbi Gamliel, and this was the grandson of Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin, the grandfather of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. And they were in Tveria. They went to Tveria. Umotsoi, my father, Abba Chalafta, found Rabbi Gamliel Berivi, Shehoya Yoshev al Shulchonoi, Shal Yoichanon Hanozoif. He was sitting at the table of Yoichanon, whose name, his family name, or his added name was Nozoif. Ubiyodoi Sefer Ioiv Tirgum. And he was holding in his hand a sefer from Ioiv, which is one of the Ksuvim, and translated. He was reading from it. Omar loy. So Abba Chalafta, my father, told Reb Gamliel Berivi, Zocher ani b'Reb Gamliel avi avicho. I remember Reb Gamliel, your grandfather, Shehoya oimed al gab b'maylo b'harabais. He was standing on one of the steps leading up to the harabais. V'heviu lefonov sefer Ioiv Tirgum, and somebody brought in front of him a sefer Ioiv that was translated. V'omar lebanoi, and he said to the builders, those that were building in the harabais, Shakuhu, bury it tachas hanadvach, under a row of bricks. Afu tzivolov v'goinzoi, and he commanded on him that he should hide away this book. Don't read it. Leave it aside. And when your grandfather, Gamliel Azokin, heard from my father, Chalafta, that the Ioiv has to be buried, he also said, he told the builders, bury it. Rabbi Yehuda says that it was even more aggressive what happened there. He didn't say, bury it. Arevo sheltit kofu olov. They took a bowl of clay and tipped it onto this Ioiv that was maturgam. Would they not have to save it, they would bury it, but you're even allowed to destroy it and actively do something to help it decay. So serious is a translation of Ioiv. And that's the end of the Braisa that Rabbi Yosi was saying, Ein Matzilin Oison, and the story was brought in the Braisa, not only that you wouldn't have to save it, it seems that even Gniza, needing to dispose of it respectfully, was compromised. Either way, we see from there that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rav Huna. And that's what Rav Huna said. I've got a Tana who holds like me, that Ein Matzilin. Omar Rebbe, Shtei Tshuvos Bedavar. You're trying to bring proof from this Braisa. I've got an issue with this Braisa. I've got two issues with this Braisa. Choda, the first one, V'chibetit Bahar HaBayis Minayin. You said that what actually happened, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda said that what they actually did was they turned over a bowl of clay onto this Ioiv that was translated. The question is, where did they have clay? They didn't build on the Harabais with clay. They used to build with sand and lime. V'oid, another question. V'chimut le'abdon b'yad. I can understand you don't need to save it on Shabbos. Are you allowed to actively go and destroy these ksuvim that are translated? Elo manichin b'mokim ha'toyrfo v'hein markivin me'aleim. You're allowed to leave these sforim in an unguarded place and let them decay on their own. But you're clearly not allowed to destroy them with your hands. And this seems to be the end of the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Man Tanoi, you Rav Huna said you have a Machlokes Tanoim. There's two Tanoim. One holds like Rav Chisda, one holds like you. So the Braisa, the one that holds like you, we know, this Rabbi Yossi we just mentioned, who holds it of Rav Chisda? Did you find the Tana that holds like Rav Chisda? Ilema Tanakama Rabbi Yossi, are you going to say that it's the Tanakama and Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi holds like Rav Huna, as we explained, and the Tanakama who say Matzile Noison is Rav Chisda, that doesn't have to be so accurate. Vadilma Bahok Mifligi, maybe the Tanakama arguing with Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa, not because they hold like Rav Chisda. The reason you burn it is not like Rav Chisda says, the reason you burn it is because you're allowed to read from them. Rav Chisda and Rav Huna were only arguing in the case, according to the opinion, that you're not allowed to read from them. Vadilma may be Bahaka Mifligi. Marasova nitnu likrois behen, umarasova loy nitnu likrois behen. Elo, Rabbi Yossi v'tana de giftis. Rabbi Yossi we know is following Rav Huna. Who's the Tana that holds of Rav Chisda? That is actually the Tana that we asked a question on Rav Huna against. The Tana that says, how you koisvin giftis modis ivris ilmis yevonis, where it says explicitly in the Braisa, matzilinoison, even though loinitnu likris, even though you're not allowed to read from them. That's a Braisa supporting Rav Chisda. And that was the Braisa we asked a question on Rav Huna's foot to. And Rav Huna says, you're right, that Braisa is following Rav Chisda, but I have a Tana that follows me, and that's Rabbi Yossi in the long Braisa we just learned. But the Tana that's following Rav Chisda is not the Tana of that Mishnah, it's the Tana of the Braisa of Giftis. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, HaBrochis, writing down Brochis, Rashi brings, this is talking about Shmoneh Esra or other Brochis, Vakmin or amulets, even though one would often add letters of Hashem's name into these amulets, or and they would use psukim from all over the place, from different sections of the Torah. For example, Rashi says they would write down the posuk of Kol HaMachalo Asher Samti, or the posuk of Lo Yisiro Mipachad Loilo. Ein matzilin oison mipnei deleika. If chas v'shalom there's a fire, one does not save these brochis or kmiin, these amulets from the fire. Elon isrofin b'mekoimon. And if unfortunately there's a fire, then they get burnt wherever they are. Hein v'az korisen, the amulets, these scripts, they get burnt together with whatever's written in them. Mikan omru, and from here they say koisvei brochis b'seirfei teira. The people who write down brachas, they are kaserfei Torah. They are compared to those that burn sefrei Torah, so burn the Torah. Even though obviously they're not burning the Torah, but the fact that they are writing down these brachis, and if chas v'shalom there's a fire, you're not allowed to save them. It's considered as if they are sefrei Torah. You shouldn't write them down, and therefore you're not taking the risk of them chas v'shalom getting burned. There was a story in a place called Tzidon where somebody did write down these brachas. They told Rabbi Shmuel about this person. And Rabbi Shmuel went to check whether it's true and to interrogate this person. When Rabbi Shmuel was going up the ladder to the house of this person in Tzidon, this person in Tzidon realized that Rabbi Shmuel was coming to him, and he obviously realized why Rabbi Shmuel was coming. Notel tumus shel brochis, he took a whole package of these brochis. V'shokon b'sefel shel maim, he plunged them into, he drowned them into a bowl of water, and obviously rubbing out the brachas that were written on these parchments, on the scrolls, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel would come and interrogate him. He would say, look, there's no brachas written here. U'bloshen hazeh omal Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel responded to this. Rabbi Shmuel obviously realized what happened and responded, Godol oynesh ha'achroin min harishon. The punishment for the latter deed, the one of rubbing out the brachas, is even worse than the one for writing the brachas. Because writing the brachas, one shouldn't have done that. Because if there's chas v'shalom a fire, they're going to get burnt, you don't save them. But that's not as bad as actually with your own hands actively rubbing out the brachas. Continues the Gemara. Boy minei resh galusa mirabba bar Rav Huna. The head of the Golus, the resh galusa, asked Rabba bar Rav Huna the following question. Hoyu ksuvim, if the Tanakh were written besam with paint, Besikra, with a red type of dye. Bekumus, which is a gum, something that comes out, that flows out of the bark of a tree. Or bekankantum, some other chemical, some other ingredient, possibly copper sulfate. Beloshna kodesh, you wrote these ksuvim in loshna kodesh, but you wrote them, but you didn't write it with dyoi, with the ink that you're supposed to write the Tanakh with. Matzilin oy som lepnei adeleika oy ein matzilin. Do we save these ksuvim or not? Says the Gemara. Tiboye leman de'omar matzilin. This question is true, both according to Rav Chisda, who says that you save kisvei kodesh that have been translated. Tiboye leman de'omar ein matzilin. And the same question we can ask according to Rav Huna, that says you do not save kisvei kodesh that are translated. Tiboye leman de'omar ein matzilin. According to Rav Huna, who says that you generally do not save those translated ksuvim. Hanam milehecha deksivi targum. That's only true if they've been translated, or becholoshin, either in Aramaic or any other language. Aval heicha deksivi beloshna kodesh. But if they've been written in loshna kodesh, matzilin, then Rav Huna may say that you are matzilin. Oy dilma, or it could be afilu leman d'oma matzilin. Even according to Rav Chisda, who says that you save kisvei kodesh that have been written in, that have been translated in another language, hanem mili heicha deksivi bedyoi. That might only be true if it's been written with a permanent ink called dyoi. The makam, it's ink, it's writing that lasts. Aval hocha, but in the question here, kiven deloy mekayim, since these that written by some sikra, kumus, and kankamtum do not last, deloy mekayim, loy, maybe you don't save them. That was the question of the Gemara. Omar lei, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna answered to the Resh Kalusa, ein matzilin, one does not save these ksuvim. Asks the Gemara, asks the Resh Kalusa, v'hor Rav Hamnuna tonu matzilin, did Rav Hamnuna not say that we do save them? Omar Lei, he answered him back, I Tanya, Tanya, if you have a brisa explicitly that says that you save them, I'll retract my ruling and you save them. But up until then, I would assume that you don't save them. My Tanya, what brisa do we find? Omer Ravashi, Kedetanya, we learn the brisa as follows. Ein bein sforim lemegillah. The only difference between regular sforim, Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and Megillas Esther, is only elosh asforim nechtovim b'chol loshoin, that all the other Tanakh are written in any other language, u'megillah, achetei ksuva, ashuris, ala seifa, u'bidyoi. The Megillas Esther has to be written in lettering called Ashuris, which is what we call the Sefer Torah writing. Ala Sefer has to be written on parchment. Ubedyoyin, it has to be written with ink. So you see here explicitly that all other Sforim do not need to be written in ink. And since other Sforim, the Tanakh, do not need to be written in ink, then if they're written in all those other things, some sikra, kumus, and kankantoim, that's obviously not a reason that you should not be able to save them, and therefore it would be apparent in this price, so that you do save the ksovim that are written in anything besides for dyoi. Not like the ruling that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna initially gave. Continues the Gemara. Boy minei Rav Huna bar Cholov mi Rav Nachman. Rav Huna bar Cholov asked Rav Nachman the following question. Sefer Torah she'ein boi lelakeit shmoinim v'chomish oisyeis. If you have a Sefer Torah that's totally worn out and you cannot even find 85 letters that are whole, kegoin parashas vayibin soya oroin, the reason that 85 letters is significant is because that's as many letters as there are in the parasha of vayibin soya oroin, and the significance we're going to see later on in the Gemara. Matzilin oisam ipnei adoleika. The Gemara is asking, if you don't have that many letters, do you save this Sefer Torah from a dleika, from a fire, or not? Omar Lei, so Rav Nachman answered back to Rav Huna, why don't you ask more elegantly, parashas vayibin tzaya orin gufa, just the parashas vayibin tzaya orin, if that's what's left. Heicha dechosar, and there's one letter missing from the parashas vayibin tzaya, do you save the Torah, do you not? So he answered, no. Parashat Vayibin say, Eloikami Boili, I didn't have a question about that. Why? The Kivin de Isbe as Korois, Afal Gav de Lesbe, Shmoinim Vachomish Oisjeis Matzilin. Parashat Vayibin say, Oroin, even without the 85 letters, it says Hashem's name in it. Vayibin say, Kumo Hashem v'yafutzo yivecho. It says Hashem's name. If it's got Hashem's name, of course you have to save it. The question is, if you have 85 letters, or rather less than 85 letters, not including letters of Hashem's name, do you save the Sefer Torah? My question was, my, if I've not got 85 letters without Hashem's name, do you save it? Omar Lehi, he answered him, Ein Matzilin, indeed we don't save such a Sefer Torah. Continues the Gemara, Esvei, Rav Huna asked Rav Nachman, Targum Shekosvei Mikra. We have a braisa that says that if Targum, if words that were supposed to be written in Aramaic, that Shekosvi Mikra, that he wrote them in their Loshna Kodesh translation, or Mikra, or words that were supposed to be written in Loshna Kodesh, Shekosvi Targum, and he translated them into Aramaic, V'ksav Ivris, or if he wrote the Tanakh with letters that were not Ashuris letters, the Sefer Torah letters, he wrote them in another type of Loshna Kodesh Aleph based letters, Matzilin Mipnei Adoleika, then you save them from a fire. And then it goes without saying that Targum, that the Aramaic words that were supposed to be written in Aramaic, Sheba Ezra in Ezra and Sheba Daniel in Daniel, Vesheba Torah and in the Chumash, that if they were written in Aramaic as they should have been, of course you save them. And the Gemara is asking, Targum Sheba, or maybe the Braisa, Targum Sheba Torah Mainihu, which are the words in Torah itself, in Daniel and in Ezra, we know where the Aramaic words are. Where in the Torah do you find Aramaic words, Mainihu, Yagarasu Adusa. It says that Lavan called the pile of stones, he called them by their Aramaic name, Yagarasu Adusa. They are going to be evidence to the covenant that he made with Yaakov. And those are two Aramaic words. And even if they were written the way they shouldn't have been written, they were written in Loshna Kodesh, you save them. Even though these two words don't have 85 letters, and the Braisa says that you would save the Torah, or you would save these two words, either if they've been written in Loshna Kodesh, and even more so if they've been written the way they should. Says the Gemara, no. And this is Rav Nachman answering back to Rav Huna, Ki tanya hahi lahashlim. That braisa doesn't mean that if you only have these two words that you save it. No, if you have 85 letters, and part of the 85 letters are Yagarasu Hadusa, either written the way they should be in Aramaic, or written in Loshna Kodesh, then you save the Sefer Torah. But if it's only these two words, there's no 85 letters, and you do not save them. Iboiluhu. The Gemara is asking another question. These 85 letters, mechunosois, is it only if there's 85 letters in one row? Oy mefuzorois, or even if they're scattered, 85 letters scattered right through a Sefer Torah or through a parasha or whatever it is, they're not next to each other, do we also say that you save the Sefer Torah or not? Rav Huna Omar mechunosois, Rav Huna says that only if these letters are together. Rav Chisda Omer, Afilu Mufuzoris, even if they're spread out, if there's 85 letters, you save them. Maisi, we're going to ask a question. Sefer Torah Shebolo, a Sefer Torah that got worn out. Im Yeshbo Lelakit, if in the whole Sefer Torah you can collect from all over the place 85, Shmoinim V'chomish, or you see 85 letters, Kegoin Parashas Vayhi Ben Saya Oroin, which is the length of the parasha of Vayhi Ben Saya Oroin, which is why the 85 letters have significance. Matzilin, then you save it. V'imlav ein matzilin. If there's no 85 letters, you don't need to save it. As we said before, providing that it does not have Hashem's name in them. So here you see clearly that lelakit means to collect. They're obviously not been written together. And this seems to contradict what Rav Huna said, that you only save the Torah if there's 85 words, mechunosos, written together. Tiyufta de Rav Huna. Is this a question, a refutation against Rav Huna? Says the Gemara, no. Tir Gemara of Chizda, Libud Rav Huna. Rav Chizda himself explained this braisa, how it can fit with what Rav Huna said. Betevois. What Rav Huna meant, that it have to be mechunosos, it means it cannot be letter by letter. It has to be word by word. I don't need all the 85 letters to be in one row. But I do need that the 85 letters are in groups of words. I need to find full words that each word, that together the letters in all those words are 85 letters. So when Rav Huna says mechunosos, he means the letters have to be together in the formation of words. When the Braisa says that you save the Sefer Torah, even when they are spread out, it means that the words are spread out over the whole Torah, and then you still save the Sefer Torah. But Tevois, when it's talking about that the words are spread out, and Yemiratz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to start from here.